They were celebrating at Lockheed Martin over the weekend. Late Friday, the Pentagon gave the company the go-ahead for the next phase of the Joint Strike Fighter program, a contract worth about $200 billion. Things were different for Boeing, the other contender for the JSF. It was faced with the bitter reality that it may be pushed out of the combat aircraft market. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
After years of consolidations and mergers, there are just five big defense companies left in the United States. Lockheed Martin is the biggest, and the JSF contract is expected to give the company unquestioned superiority as the nation's number one supplier of fighter jets over the next 30 or 40 years. There are other big winners, too. Lockheed's JSF partners, Northrop Grumman and Britain's BAE Systems, also stand to prosper. For Boeing, losing the Joint Strike Fighter was not unexpected. Still, it is a bitter blow to the company's ego and its combat fighter business. Boeing has fighter programs that will run into the next decade, but company Senior Vice President Jerry Daniels says that isn't the issue.
The issue is this magnificent band of people and skills that know how to do things that are unique to fighter aircraft, how to integrate a human being with displays, with sensors, with weapons, flight controls. Those are the skills that we worry about. That is a perishable commodity.
Defense analyst Lauren Thompson goes one step further.
It's quite possible that 20 years from now, there will be only one company in the United States capable of building fighters. But there's only one company today that is capable of building nuclear-powered aircraft carriers, and only one company that builds tanks. You're not going to have competition unless you spend a lot more money and buy a lot more systems. So far, the government doesn't seem inclined to do that.
Much has been made of the winner-take-all nature of the JSF contract, and already Boeing's allies on Capitol Hill are pushing for legislation that would force Lockheed Martin to include Boeing in its project. But Under Secretary of Defense Edward Aldrich, speaking at the Pentagon last Friday, said the legislation is a bad idea.
We have written a letter to Congress making that statement that we're opposed to forcing the contractors into the merged plan. Our decision today is basically to continue with the winner-take-all strategy, and the down-select has been done.
Aldrich says it's up to Lockheed Martin to decide if they want to include Boeing. Lockheed Martin hasn't ruled that out. On a more positive note for Boeing, the company is expected to get a sizable new contract from the Pentagon to replace aging Air Force tankers with a version of its 767 jet. Last week, the House Appropriations Committee earmarked more than $500 million for that effort. For Boeing, the defense, space, and communications business is especially important now because the commercial airplane business is suffering. Production has been slashed. As many as 30,000 Boeing employees are expected to lose their jobs by the end of next year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.